Okay.
Hey, everybody. This is DJ Rev. Quote the Raven Show. And I have except one on the line today. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great, Spencer. And you?
We are all's good. All's good. So why don't we start by you introducing yourself and your spot in the band?
Yeah, sure. So I'm Charles. I've been the guitarist in Except One for 10 years now. Something like that. And I'm playing so rhythm guitars mostly in the band. And we're French. So that's it. We are doing French death metal, you know.
any kind of death metal is good to me. So props to the French death metal. Love it.
Nice.
I'm in Michigan in the US. So
yeah. It's the magic of internet.
Yes. So tell me, what is going on with the band right now? What do you guys got going on?
So we are back from Hellfest. We didn't play it this year. So I don't know if you know the festival. So Hellfest is like the biggest.
Oh, yeah, Hellfest. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
We're a very big festival. Yeah. And so we were there for interviews also, as well as seeing some good friends of us playing on stage. And now we are focused on getting back on tour, as it's been quite a long time for us now. And we are getting back on the road. We are prepping for this, and you will soon be seeing us in Europe, maybe in September. Something like that.
All right, fantastic. Yeah, Hellfest is, there's like two festivals on my bucket list. Hellfest is one, and the other is Wackenfest. That's the other.
It's tricky for you, man. You have the same festival on the same weekend.
Oh, geez, I did not realize that. That's a bummer. Well, it just means you go to one year and the other year. So
yeah,
face them out.
Or you do Friday on Alpha, Saturday on Wacken, and you go back.
That would work too. I don't know if my liver could handle all that though. So
sure thing.
So, how long have you guys been around as a band?
We've been live since 2012, something like that. Quite a more, yeah, 2012. So it's been 10 years now. And we focused on sending some strong messages in the songs. So it's like we play death metal, but it's kind of as a hardcore living stuff, you know, with strong habits and stuff.
Yeah.
And we've been on the road for quite some time now. We have released three different CDs. And it's our first full-length album we released back in January this year. So
okay.
It's great. During the COVID, for sure, some tons of bands.
Right.
And we just get on stage. We just got back on stage like 3 months ago in Paris. So it's where we live. And now we are focusing on just playing shows, you know, again and again in France. And Europe, that's our first move, you know, during this year and next year. So that's it.
Yeah, no, that's good. So back 10 years ago when the band started, what kind of brought everybody together to get Except One going?
So it was mostly the need to express ourselves. So we were like on our daily basis, you know, running our stuff, and we played music together before. And we just sit around the table and say, okay, so it works for us, you know, we love what we do. Let's try this with the people out there. And so we tried it on stage, and we're like, we have a big surprise with this, and people were really quickly reacting, and so we just push it, and we decided to create Except One as a band, and we just decided to just move forward with it, and we totally live we love this the musician way, and so we worked really hard on this since ever since.
Nice, awesome, very cool, very cool. So I'll tell you, I was listening to well, I was watching the video for Silent Scream, and that instantly hooked me on you guys. So I will be exploring the rest of your music now, just so you know. So much appreciate. I guess I should can't forget to thank Tom for connecting us in the first place. Tom's the reason we're talking today, so big shout out to him. He always sends me badass bands, and he knows my style of music I like, because he pretty much only sends me metal bands these days, so it's fantastic.
Awesome dude. Tom is really great, and it's really nice to work with him. And I've been following up your radio for quite a long time now, and it's a real pleasure for me to speak with you, man.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, so you follow Metal Devastation Radio, is that?
Yeah.
I've been around since the station started, since Zach started it. And have you talked to Zach Moonshine from the station?
I never talked to him. I was like, okay, just listening for stuff a while. The last stuff I just watched was Cannibal Corpse. I think it was like 10 days back.
Yeah. His interview with them?
Yeah.
He's
a guitarist, I think.
Yep, he's fantastic. So tell me, for you guys as a band, how often do you guys get together to practice and to really work on things?
Yeah, so you have to work daily. I mean, in your place. So I'm practicing guitar daily, we always rehearsal like on the weekend, so something like that. It's every weekend we watch. We've been together, and after we work tons of time at home. So it's like we speak daily together as men, and we practice every weekend. You know, we have the concert to prepare. We have the clip. You speak about Silent Scream. It's our latest. But if you go and watch In Nomine, it's a big one. We have placed tons of things inside of these clips. You know, it's not like one clip with a musician playing. There is an old stuff, an old story around it. And so this means we need to prepare. So we move around like every day together.
Nice. Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. What, I guess, shameless plug time. Where's a good place for the listeners to go to learn more about the band? What social networking, what websites, where are you guys at?
Oh, you can definitely follow us on Instagram. Instagram is like our main profile. You have deep information on Facebook, as it's been for 10 years that we played, and Instagram didn't exist back in the time.
Right.
If you're an hardcore fan, just go on Facebook, on the Facebook page, except one, and you can see everything. But if you want to listen to us, you just can go on Spotify. Spotify is real well for us. We have a radio running in, and just catch us on Instagram. Just send us a message on it, and we are always connected for you guys.
Do you have merch for sale somewhere?
Yep. Not my part. My bad. It's on Big Cartel.
Oh, yep. As most bands, it seems like everybody uses Big Cartel. So
yeah. You know, it's like easy to use, and it's been common to the bands to work with it, and. I think that for people buying my merch, it's not that well complicated to use. So it's really nice. It's easy for them too.
Oh, okay. Cool. Do you guys happen to, and I'll have to look and see, but do you guys have any of your music on vinyl?
No, we don't. I think we don't have. Yeah. We just write it.
Something to think about.
Yeah, definitely.
That's how I buy like almost all my music now is on vinyl. So
how you happen to go on this platform?
You know, for me, it's because I use Spotify and I love Spotify to find new bands and to listen to their music. But then if I really like it, what I don't like about Spotify is I don't like how little it pays you as an artist.
Yeah, so, it's a low pay. Yeah.
Yeah. So for me, if I find a band I really like, I like to buy their physical, you know, the copy on a physical platform. And there's something about here, I'll grab one. I'll show you.
Ah.
So this happens to be my favorite band, Megadeth. But
yeah,
you know, there's something about I can open it up, I can see more about, you know, the band. Mm-hmm. And then I can pull this big old record out and I can put it on my turntable. And I don't know, there's just something about having the physical copy in your hand, you know?
Yeah, it's a big one. Like now it's quite expensive.
Yeah, I know. And I know that's a factor for bands is the cost to actually have it pressed. And yeah.
Yeah, people just mostly send us message regarding CDs, you know, and t-shirts, yeah. Some stuff like that. So we don't go through vinyl, but I think we'll do like a short sale or something like this, you know, with reservation and stuff. Maybe not for this album, but maybe for the next one. It could be a real nice, real, real good thing. And as we go on tour, you know, we can.
Yep.
Stuff and guys, we can just buy it. I've seen Megadeth at Hellfest. It was awesome, man.
Yeah.
So great band.
There was a lot of bands selling their stuff on vinyl at Hellfest.
No, not a lot. There was like market for artists, you know, uh-huh. But it was not that much.
Gotcha. Yeah. So the next thing for me is then I buy a CD because I still buy CDs too. So definitely.
Send me a message. I will give you the CD, man.
So for you personally, what got you into music? What kind of influences did you have growing up and kind of to this point that really got you into this and kind of took you down the metal road?
Oh, as a teenager, I went to Korn as one of my first bands. So I just know, you know, have a big hit of metal in my face. I didn't know it. I just didn't grow with rock music or metal music. And then I have this song coming in. And so I love the vibes. And as a person playing instruments, I was like, okay, this seems quite fantastic to play. I mean, when you play some Korn, when you play some Slipknot in the first years of practice, mm-hmm. you're like, okay, it's heavy, you know, you just feel the song you're playing, like definitely, and you want to move on this. And those were the two first bands that I've listened to in metal. And after I dig into the hardcore scene, because I was completely in the mood about saying something, express something about yourself and about situation you can encounter as a teenager, you know, as every teenager when you're in high school and stuff. And so for myself, it was hardcore, then death metal that came in me playing that kind of riffs in Except One. And with my friend, and it's that, and I can call them a family, there was a guys in Except One. It's definitely the mix of all those influences, because you have death metal, you have black metal playing, you have something like deathcore also, you know, for the modern touch and also modern vibe. And this is a mixing up of all influences. And why we mixed it up, it's because when we express ourselves as a band, we need you to headbang, like to feel like us when we are on stage.
Yeah, nice. Very cool. Very cool.
So Hybrid, tons and tons of bands coming out around me. But Hybrid was one of my most hardcore bands I loved in when I started listening to metal, you know.
Awesome. I have them on vinyl too.
you have a big collection of vinyl or what?
Yeah, it's what I have like over to the left of me here, I have, you can see.
Yeah, nice.
But nice. That's not all of it. There's a whole nother rack next to me of the metal, of the music I listen to. But everything over there is, that's like the stuff that I'm listening to a lot. And you may have noticed, I listen to a lot of different music. I even have some rap, Young MC over there. So
it's not all about metal.
It's mostly about metal, but not all. Sometimes it's just about that music you need to get yourself moving, you know? So,
yeah, I used to listen to Eminem. I wasn't in metal at the beginning, like when I was back in the days, 15 years ago. So it was like the Dre, it was like Eminem and stuff. So, and yeah. French rappers also. So
that's all good too. All good. So, how did you guys come up with the name of the band? Where's that come from?
Oh, it was all about a joke. As we know, like 10 years back, we speak in English for sure. But we were like, okay, so what can define us guys? You know, there's four of them. Soon it will be the five of us. What's define us? What's defining us? And we noticed that every fucking time, somebody wanted to go in a way, the band wanted to go in a way, like getting a hamburger, like hanging out, like buying these kind of colors for the merch and stuff. So it was always one man, one dude, just saying no. And you know, this time, and we didn't have a name at the moment. So we were like, fuck, except one.
Nice, and that's so awesome.
Yeah, and it all came together. It's all mixed together, and ever since we thought for one time to change the name, but still today, it's always the same. Like the five of us, four of us want a hamburger, so the one wants a wrap or everything.
Of course. Everything.
So we stay except one.
Nice. So when you guys are creating new music, what does that process look for you? What's the writing process look like? You know, kind of like from writing to recording, what's that look like?
Yeah, so it all starts with the drum part. So it's all about the groove. I said it's, except one is like death metal, black metal and stuff, hardcore metal and stuff. And so it all starts with a drum beat. Like we hear some bands, we are in the street, we're hanging out and we hear a rhythm. And so we try to replicate it just to have the basics. And once we have the drumming part, so we are trying some riffs at home, working, and after doing the rehearsal, and just to see if we have like strong guitar riffs, if it's happening to call something inside of us, and all the process start on this. And like writing a song can never end. I mean, you can have a song that it's been for 2 years long now and you don't finish it. But for us, it's like we work hard to create a song every 2 months, 3 months, a complete song, you know. So it's quite easy for us to have an album coming in. And sometime when we have all the riffs, all the rhythm parts, adding vocals doesn't work because we don't have the vibes that we need. And so we just scrap everything and we start again with the vocals in the first time, extra, extra, extra. So it's all about rhythm, and it's everyday rhythm. I mean, you can be in the streets because it can be a huge, noise coming out, plus somebody just like walking around or just playing music in the streets, and we try to use it now.
Okay, awesome. And then what do you guys record and master yourself? Do you have a studio that you use for that?
We are everyone is equipped, so we can work at home on this. So you know, we can play and record everything on our places, but in the end, we always go to a studio. It's not ours. We are working with different guys out here. One of them, the one who works on the last one, is Jelly Cardelli. It's a real nice man. He's playing drums in Disconnected. Awesome, Ben. If you have the opportunities, I play at Hellfest.
Okay.
And great band, actually, great band. And so we worked on its studio, and it took us like 2 months, 3 months of recording, mixing, mastering stuff, you know. It's been quite a long process because we wanted everything to be perfect on this. And it's the first time for us before we went in the studio only for mixing and mastering. Just went with, the guitar already recorded. And so it did the job, but it wasn't that perfect. We wanted to go just a step forward.
Right on, right on. It's always, I don't know if a musician will ever be happy with the recording, right?
Yeah, it's like, okay, it's your baby, man. It's it needs to come out, and like, okay, so it's just a little slip of guitars, I'm not sure about it. But sometimes you just have to just let it go. Okay, it's good, man. We have to go, because when I say sometimes you can write a song and 2 years after it's not finished because you're never happy and it's never as you wanted.
Paralyze yourself, yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes just like getting in your mind and you're like, no, and drop singing.
Awesome. So, okay. So, fun question for you here. And I'll preface this with some that you're willing to share, but what's like the craziest thing that's happened to you at a live show you've been at?
Oh, I have one day, last show of our headline tour in France, last song, actually, it was in Lyon. I just I have a stroke on stage, like rock star. I just, my head just went down and boom, I just went down myself, and it was the last song, and I have too much heat on stage, okay. Crazy people in the crowd, and it was so heat, like I was like, okay, my body shut down, and boom.
But you're okay now, right?
Yeah, it was okay. Just like the heat, man. I was like,
okay. All right. So it was heat stroke. God, I just want to clarify, heat stroke.
Yeah, heat stroke, yeah. Yeah, sorry.
No, it's okay. Not the same as the French. Yeah, right.
And so this happens from time to time. That's it. But when you have a crazy crowd around it, and when you're playing like furries on stage, sometimes it's dangerous.
Yeah, right on. So is there anything that we haven't talked about that you want to make sure that the listeners know about, except one?
I think you covered it well, man. You speak about Silent Scream. It was our latest release. So on YouTube, it's a video clip actually, coming out from Broken. It's our last album. And now we are playing we are coming back on stage on September. As I said, we are starting with a show in Paris, France. And then we are running in Europe, all over Europe. I hope so, if COVID doesn't come back.
Yes, fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. And everything is running well for us. And we are working hard on the next album, which will be coming next year, maybe. We'll see. And everything is covered. You've been awesome.
Yep. All right. Awesome. Well, I just want to thank you so much for taking time to talk today. Please tell everybody in the band I said hello. And, I guess what I would say is when that next album comes out, or if there's something big with the band that you want to talk about and get it out there, let me know. I'd be happy to do this again if you're down. So.
Sure thing, Spencer. Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Awesome. Okay. Well, you have a great day. Take care. And we'll be in touch, and I'll be pushing your music on my show, on my channels, And, you know, we'll help keep spreading the word.
Thanks, man. Stay metal.
That's right. Rock on.
Yeah.
Take care. Bye.
Cheers.